The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
He was going hard. That no ceiling on that. He was just going. He was just snapping. He taxed out now. Too high. He too comfortable with that.
As we should be.
He did what he had to do.
Lollipop just went diamond.
More money. That shit don't stop.
That was. Hold up. Just Lollipop? He probably got a couple of them that went down.
I'm saying Lollipop just went down. Hey. I don't know about that's it.
That's a single. Single always sell forever.
Yeah.
Some artists be like,
they hit.
Some dudes finally go gold and it be like 20 years later and they get their plaque though.
But this nigga went diamond. That's 100 million.
That's 10 million.
No, that's 10 million. That, no. I don't know. 10
million?
100 million,
like 5 million.
No, this is not the way around. Platinum is a million.
Platinum is a million. Diamond is 10 million. I don't know if they gave Michael Jordan that chance for that 50 million. That shit's like 80 right now. That shit's like 70% last
year. I think it's 10 million. I'm pretty sure.
10 million is diamond. 10 million is diamond. That's what Nelly Knew was doing. That's what Nelly Knew was doing. Like, he said that diamond. That's what you just done. It's over for you. He's done. You said 10 million 1 hour?
Sheesh. Nigga, sit down.
On a whole other level, bro. I wish I could be in that room.
Yes, Tim.
That's what I'm trying to. That's why you gotta invest. You gotta build. Any more boots? Any more?
That's another level, shorts. Diamond, baby. 10 million copies. Niggas ain't selling 10 right now. Niggas ain't selling a million right now. A lot of niggas is not going over 250,000. Let's really talk about it. Hey. Number one right now is not number one 10 years ago.
Hell. Number one right now is like
different game.
Maybe.
Like 250 maybe.
That's silver. That's
a whole different game, man.
That's silver.
But I'm saying to be number one right now in the country.
You gotta go silver.
I think it's between two and
four.
Four probably.
I mean, I'm drinking.
Drinking 21.
Savage. Okay, that's so like.
21, 21. Yo, you already know what it is. Chestnut Checkers, make your next move your best move. We back in the building with the gang. Gang. We gonna go around the room. You already know. Once again.
Lito.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right. We back in this bitch once again with the bros. You know, shout out the Hood Herbalist. He's incapacitated at the moment. He'll be back, though.
You know the vibes. It's your boy, Casanova Confidence, a.k.a. The Confident One. You heard?
You already know what it is. It's your boy, back off the motherfucking bench, injured reserve, motherfucking back shooting threes off of motherfucking half court like motherfucking Curry. That nigga hit like six of them shits from motherfucking the other side of the court, bro.
That's
crazy.
What
that nigga doing behind the head? Crazy. This nigga... just launching them
fake.
Shits.
That was fake.
That wasn't fake, nigga. This nigga talk of CGI. Anyway, yeah, nigga, it's Holiday Hove, nigga. And we back, nigga. Guap Time presents Chestnut Checkers, nigga. We making the next move, our best moves, man. We out here doing it, man. Shaking and moving, moving and shaking shit. You heard? Word is born. That last show was off the hook. I had to listen back to that one. That shit was crazy. Niggas was going off.
What's going on?
It's a lot of shit going on right now. I mean, it's a lot of court It's a lot of court.
Everybody
is man,
court.
Man, everybody nigga.
Shit, everybody's in court.
And they going back to court and in and out of court.
Yeah, it ain't stopping.
Civilians, celebrities, everybody in court. Everybody we all in court.
Caught it up.
We caught up. Word. This nigga caught up. Caught up.
That's the episode, man. Caught up.
Caught up, nigga.
Caught up.
Niggas in court right now. You feel me?
That's crazy.
Like, I ain't trying to go to court. I ain't trying to get no parking tickets. I'm not trying to get nothing. I don't want to step foot in the court if I don't have. I guess, like, I get Hobbs going in there. I don't like going to court.
Nigga.
I really don't. What's up, fucking,
walk it out.
Meg. Is Meg gonna. Is Meg guilty?
Yo.
I don't know, man. Is Tory going to be acquitted?
Bro.
I don't know, man.
Tory looking like he about to get old.
Did her friend shoot
about
her?
To walk it out. Walk it out.
22 years is a long time, bro.
Sheesh.
They trying to get that man 22 years. 22. That's a long time.
They put 22
time.
On that, the table?
That's you technically, I think you do get more time for attempted murder.
They ain't even charging with attempted murder.
He got assault.
Yeah,
assault. Shit.
Yeah,
assault?
Even, 22
years for assault?
Yeah, it don't even add up.
Damn. Yo, they're gonna try and hit him with that femicide shit.
Damn.
They trying. That's definitely on the motherfucking table.
Like, you tried to kill a female?
You told her dance, bitch.
But damn. But that's allegedly.
I mean, he wasn't there, so we don't really know what happened.
You know what I mean? Because.
Allegedly, he told her to dance.
That's crazy.
According to motherfucking the internet.
What the internet said?
What the internet said? Internet said, you know what I mean? That motherfucking Tory ain't had no fucking gun residue in the palm of his hands.
Love don't feel you must have quit. Hey.
You hear me? But, oh girl. What's her name? Kelsey.
Kelsey was smashing everybody.
Hey!
She's the first bird.
Kelsey had gunpowder on her hands. On the inside.
Yo, they was bringing up Meg fucking... Ben Simmons
smashing
everybody.
That's why he don't want to kill everybody.
Yo.
He okay. He's getting his money and fucking everybody, bro.
Is he...
This Australian.
Who's the number one snipe? Him or motherfucking French? Because French Montana be out here motherfucking picking these bitches off too. Bro, so it's Ben and French?
Ben and French.
What is more? In the comments, I need
French because he got more time on his hands.
Sheesh.
He definitely got more
time. Time in, but he ain't got to play no games. He got no practice.
He got 24, so he got concerts where he right there with the
whole. I'm on the beach, man. That's Coke Boys, baby.
That's a different level right there. Bro, Zimmer smashing everybody, bro.
Yo. Ben for the win.
That's why I don't give a fuck about the jump shot.
That nigga need a Blue Chews commercial.
Yo, forever right now. I wouldn't do that shit. And that's the you young man. Ain't got time for
you. What you said? Tory, Ben.
Sheesh. A whole bucket of niggas.
Baby.
The baby. Little baby. I know he is, bruh.
Say, I'm so
hey,
upset.
But your whole.
My tears are your tears.
No.
She said that?
Nah, I didn't say that, but.
I'll kill that bitch. Allegedly.
My tears are your tears.
That's some foul shit right there.
Nah, it is, bro.
My tears are your tears.
You can't, like, all that shit is on my man watch. Like, that's like, old. It ain't like
it's
10 years ago.
No, it's right
bad.
Now.
Like, if he bad than 10 years ago.
Bro.
Everybody
have you the and you the last nigga to hold that shit. You the
you
last
the
nigga
with
the
you the worst of it.
With the you got the you,
you got the last bag.
Now sitting there with the motherfucking.
The last
had a big ass.
He got the last soggy piece of the sandwich after no more meat in that motherfucker.
Niggas had a big ass Lay's shit bag. Everybody got a chip.
The butt bread.
He got the crumb.
You got the butt bread. You stuck with the butt bread.
All these dudes who watching rapping was beating your chick up. So all they saw was like, oh
damn, son.
Oh, that's why the baby was there. The baby was smacking like. And he was acting like you was lying.
You go back and listen to every one of them songs.
And like, yo, did you even 9 4? They just la 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 la. She went on TV and said she ain't do this shit. And then, come on, we already know.
Under oath,
she was out there lying.
Let's see how this falls.
Tory, I slept with Tori. You mean like had sex? Ah, bitch. You know.
Run that back, DJ.
See what it is? Her problem is. She's still hurt from her mother dying. And this is how she coping with it.
Bro. Nah, bro. This is motherfucker. Yo. No, no, stop giving.
Yo, that's why that bitch out here being an alcoholic.
Do this, bro. Yo,
bitch, how you drinking your life away, bro?
I refuse.
I know chicks like, I know birds like this.
I understand.
She the type that's coming by. She the type that's coming by with a drink set. No, she gonna drink until she get geek and she gonna get loose. Bro. And it is what it is.
Accountability, bro.
Yeah, she accountable, but this is what.
No, she not accountability, bro.
Bro, she knows she
accountabilities.
You grown.
She knows what she doing.
Accountability, bro.
The thing is.
Don't give them.
Now you're an alcoholic and you let the whole industry just.
Because they all do it. What you mean? They all do it.
Not all like this.
Male, female, they all do it, bro. They all do it, bro.
I'm not saying, I don't even care about that. I'm just saying, you. That's his girl. That's the point.
Yo, bro.
So, I know he talked to her. I know he talked to her and said...
I understand.
This ain't true. Like, before they came out.
Bro, before he met her, you think...
He didn't think she was like this. He didn't think was like this.
For real?
I don't think...
For real?
Nobody, everything is this.
Do you listen to her music?
Nah, but she just told.
Oh, that's just my music. I just talk like that? Bitch, you...
This dude that hits somebody shooting and getting money ain't doing it, bro.
I remember fucking with a female and she said she ain't sucked dick before. But motherfucker, when she did it, that shit was motherfucking.
I get what you're saying.
You understand that?
But you don't think your girl is getting ran through the industry like this. That means when it's getting to that level, you gotta think about the people behind the scenes that's beating.
Word.
Bro. That's deeper than the whole picture. That's what I'm saying. Yes. That shit gets deeper, bro. Before the rappers, the engineers, the producers, this is right there. They
the photographers.
Everybody. When just like that, everybody get a chance, bro.
Anybody that holds an ounce of power.
Anybody close.
Anybody that holds an ounce.
You
got to
have no power. You got to be close.
A power.
You got to be close. You got to have...
Access.
It's just access.
You're the homie in the studio.
I'll just
write a little dudes to go somewhere. Bro, around that.
Bro.
If you get a VIP with her.
Access is basically.
If you get a VIP with her. If you get a VIP with her.
You have power that other people don't.
That goofy bitch gonna jump.
Access is a part of the problem.
She gonna jump.
Bro.
It's a product.
And that comes with money.
Or you can finesse your way. You can finesse your way.
You can finesse your way into a VIP. But at the same time,
chicks
motherfucking use that same shit. They manipulate that same shit.
We in New York.
It happens like that.
You got the assets.
Hey.
But at the end of the day,
that niggas are paid for.
At the end of the day.
And open doors for. And
but that's his girl, though. You know what I mean?
I understand it.
That's cool.
As a man, you know what you're looking for, right? Mm-hmm. You see what motherfucking a female is offering before you motherfucking even know.
But you can see it. It don't mean that's cool. We see movies, dog.
What I'm saying is, this ain't no movie, dog.
My point is, he wouldn't have said he embarrassed if he already knew the shit. That's my point. He didn't think it was the shit, bro. He didn't think it was this.
He didn't think it offered.
He didn't think it was this because he wouldn't have said he embarrassed. Because if he thought it was like them dudes that date porn stars, date them hoes, them niggas like, it is what it is. Kanye ain't say, I ain't know what it was.
This nigga acting, he acting.
Kanye ain't coming there and say, well, he knew what he was doing.
Bro, so you believe him?
Who?
Him saying that he ain't know.
He would have said he embarrassed, what I'm saying.
Why did he come out? Do you believe him saying that he's embarrassed?
He gotta be. Because you know them niggas gonna laugh.
He was arguing back with them dudes.
He was taking up her beefs. Like, nah, y'all wish y'all had my girl.
Hey, little buddy,
baby,
chill out.
Baby laughing at him. He like, y'all wish y'all had my girl. Baby like, bro.
Nigga said, little buddy, chill out, bro. You know what I mean? You don't need no shorty like that.
They tell tall ass.
They said, chill out, little buddy. You don't need no shorty like that.
Real hot girl shit.
Real hot girl shit.
He was defending it. That's my point. He been defending it. Like, if you know you're dealing with a stripper bitch, you know she was coming with it. I'm not getting in all that B. I'm not talking all that shit. You don't see Nicki Minaj's boyfriend,
bro,
husband.
The last nigga that did that shit got flamed up.
You heard that nigga talk.
Last nigga that did that shit got flamed up.
Oh, fucking
Meek, nigga.
Yeah,
Meek jumped out there and started doing all that extra dumb shit.
Stupid, yeah,
got flanked up, nigga. You ain't hear about that nigga for a minute.
Yeah,
then he tried to come, you know what I mean? Had
stay
to
out the way.
Do a bid and come back.
I'm like, Megan, I know I'm going to get the bag.
Had to check and, old girl off.
What do? You know what I mean?
Get swag back and then got back on his game.
Make beats.
It took a whole lot for that to happen. To be where he at right now.
He make beats and he raps. So she
but that pop. Nigga?
He get complimented around. She's more popular than him. But
that was his motherfucking cash cow. He thought it was going to be an easy ride. It's going to be a smooth ride. Let me just hitch on to, you know what I mean, one of the up-and-coming hot bitches.
That's about to get what?
And then
about to get off, so that's going to make her hot rap even worse. So this is the only publicity she's been getting in a long time. Ain't had no music been fucking
nothing ever. She had to motherfucking go to the far extremes to start making bread. Making WAP and motherfucking all that extra shit.
What else can you do?
About to find out.
I don't know how you talk about pussy all day. I mean, you got to talk about the real world. Like, anything about the world? Like, anything else going on? Like, I don't know how they do that shit, though. It's like, it's crazy. Like, in no substance. They like, can you make 15 tracks like this?
Mm-hmm.
15 tracks about bounce that. Bounce that.
That nigga a munch.
A whole bunch of butt. That's deep.
Hey.
Deep.
Hey.
I'm not their hustle, but hey, man. You gotta do something else. It's gonna go fast.
Yeah.
Fucking
substance.
Yo. Is that coming home?
I don't know. I
him and Gunner, they supposed to be.
I heard he had some motherfucking good news. Come upon
today. The judge threw out some shit from 2017. Some shit.
What, some phone shit or something like that?
Evidence.
I know they motherfucking pulled some videos out on this nigga.
Yeah. They used in court. This nigga.
They threw some extra shit up there. Like, I mean, some old fornication type.
What?
Fornication?
What
the fuck are
they doing?
Damn.
What?
Nigga, I don't know, bro.
What?
Yeah, some man on man action type shit.
I'm not surprised.
Nigga,
I'm not surprised. We've been thought that. So, not surprised. All we can say, get down.
Oh my god.
All the folks get down on the floor.
Yeah.
Like a.
I'm just saying.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just saying.
I'm not surprised.
Like it's crazy.
Yeah, split, bro.
Why would they play that? What does that have to do with the case?
They trying to.
What does any of that have to do with the case? I do not know. You heard? I do not know. But they motherfucking played motherfucking a video
in court.
Some shit in court.
Him. Sucking dick?
I don't know what the fuck it was,
he said
bro.
Him sucking dick.
I don't know if it was motherfucking. You know what I mean? Videos. You know what I mean? Videos of him.
It ain't more than whatever you get. Sucking cock. It ain't
bro. Whoa. Why are you bringing this up in court?
Whoa.
That's defamation. Why does the jury have to see this?
Whoa.
I don't give a fuck. Who pulled this up? Whose laptop is this? Whose laptop is this? Whose laptop is this?
Oh.
Fucking crazy, bro. I'm not surprised, though.
Bro.
They
Never was surprised. This nigga was wearing dresses, lipstick, all that extra dumb shit, kissing niggas. Ah, this nigga.
You fucking with Captain Bird.
Come on, bro.
What's the Birdman like?
Come here, nigga.
What he said? Woday. Hey, Woday.
Woday, come in.
Hey, Woday.
This thing.
Where they had the video where the cartoons of Birdman.
Oh, yeah. He had the lobster claws with the freaking the stone in his fucking head. Young boy, come in. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that book, a book of Birdman. He like Playboy, man.
Hey, Playboy. Hey, Playboy.
Hey, Playboy. Hey,
Playboy.
That shit was funny as hell.
Yo, I can't do that shit.
Gutter. Shut the fuck up, gutter.
Hey. I can't
write
no song.
Yo. Yo, bro.
Everybody's in school, Playboy. Some of your friends came over here and told me. Playboy, you got snitched out, Playboy. Playboy, I heard you got a girlfriend, Playboy. Fucking up in school, huh? Let me see your report card, Playboy.
Daddy,
it's not that bad.
It's just a little
B.
Something.
You got a D, Playboy?
I can fix it.
Playboy.
Why
you got a D on this Playboy?
I was just
fuck you up, Playboy.
I can fix it.
I ain't tell you throw no D's on this bitch. Playboy.
Daddy.
Playboy.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
Put your face right here, Playboy.
Daddy.
I ain't tell you to put that shit on that shit. Fuck you up, bitch, I'm not playing with you, Weezy. Who you been talking to at this damn school, Playboy?
Wanda.
Man, that bitch sound ugly, bitch.
My jaw.
Bitch, you call this bitch right now. Tell her you don't want to talk to her no
daddy,
damn
my
more.
My
jaw. This nigga, bro. This is.
Tell her right down now,
Weezy. This is
a motherfucker. Weezy, why you
beat me?
Weezy.
What's the name of what's that shit? Is it cartoon something?
Lil Wayne Birdman cartoon.
Oh man.
Alright, so the next question is.
New topic. Spin the topic.
Did lowering the price for Class A drugs turn out the community more or less?
What do you mean by that?
I mean in a sense of certain drugs like, you know.
Crack.
Smack and coke and everything is more affordable now versus when it was being sold to the highest bidder. Basically now, people buying bags of smack for $4, $5.
I don't think so. I think
that never was a thing in the past.
I don't think so. It just made people more addicted because
it's more accessible.
But it ain't gonna make people
more affordable.
It's not gonna make you want to get high. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not gonna make you. Like, people that's gonna get high are gonna get high. It's cheap liquor out here. Nobody's just turning to alcoholics. And you can buy shit for a dollar. People ain't gonna say, I'm gonna get drunk for a dollar. Nah.
It's just that. It being in their blood. Like, if your father alcoholic.
That's not a fact. That shit does happen.
So, your father smoked crack. That mean you gonna smoke crack?
I mean, maybe if your mother did, possibly. If your mother smoked crack,
you have to get it.
You think you gonna smoke crack?
You ain't gonna think about chasing no crack.
I'm not saying you think going to. I mean,
you might have that's leading to saying you got an addictive personality. So it's like any drug you take is gonna just set it off.
Right. Some people are like that though.
Is predetermined.
Some people are like that.
Being in the game and knowing how that shit is, bro, people just don't be just getting high, bro. People be getting high because they want to get high. It ain't because it's cheap or expensive. Because when the shit was expensive, people was buying it, bro.
Right.
Facts.
So and they're buying it at a way higher rate.
Right.
These people are doing shit because they're influenced by the entertainer. They're doing rapper drugs. They're doing drugs they've been influenced by. Oh, I'm going to take these pills. I'm going to pop some
this. I'm gonna smoke, eat shrooms. I'm gonna smoke. People are doing shit because they hear any song. It's, oh, I heard this is, it is what it is. Let me try it. And you got people doing shit when they young. People got a boy. At the end of the day, people see shit. Let me try this. You around people smoking cigs. Let me try this. I never smoked a cig. I never smoked Black and Mild. I smoke weed and I drink. That's it. Never pop a pill. Never. And I'm selling all these drugs. I sold all this shit. And I look at it like, man, I've never been tempted to go, oh, I got 20 bricks. Let me sniff one, two bags. And it's free. You know what I'm saying? It's free for me. No, I ain't never had no coke and say, let me start sniffing this shit. I can do it because I got it. I got a better question.
Okay.
I smoke weed, I smoke hot, I smoke my whole bag. Because it's free.
Do you think? Hold on, let me see how I'm gonna word this. All right. Do you think? Seeing that he's talking, I'm gonna piggyback off of what he's talking about. As far as motherfucking with the motherfucking drugs, young hip hop, all that good shit. Do you think motherfucking when motherfucking hip hop turned from being a drug dealer to being a drug user affected y'all as a motherfucking, not even, I can't even say y'all, but affected us?
Indubitably.
For sure.
For real, because what you did was make the user cool.
Right.
Because back in the day, the dealer was cool, not the user. You ain't want to be a fiend. You ain't want to be all fucked up, looking stupid.
Right.
Then in Twist, it went from, because it went to party. So now let's be fucked up. It started like,
so accepting using the drug, being a user.
Yeah.
Right.
Motherfuckers accepted that more.
Yeah, being an abuser. It's like, yeah, it's cool to be abused. It's cool to be fucked up. It's cool to be so fucked up that you stumble all over the place and you might not remember the next day. That's a good time. It wasn't the cool thing to do. You feel me? It was cool to be the motherfucker back in the day that was getting money off of all this shit.
No, facts.
And watching everybody.
Everybody wanted to be Scarface, bro.
Yeah, you know. And then it went to everybody to want to be.
Damn. So I might just step on what I was thinking. Because some predetermined shit be the decline of motherfucking how that person came up amongst a user. Like if a user's mother, motherfucking that person might. It's all a decision between that person.
It's all a decision.
You know what I mean? It's a choice. Everybody wake up with a choice, man.
Sometimes you could be
a crack baby, motherfucking have a crack mom, your mama on crack, and you motherfucking be born, and you motherfucking, by the will of God, shake the shit from the womb.
Yeah.
And live to be a motherfucking, you know what I mean?
Especially if nobody put that shit in your head. People could talk
you
to them, talk you into doing that shit.
Well, exactly.
You could still have that shit going on in your family and be like, you a crack baby anyway. I've been in houses.
I served the lady. I know a couple.
She called me back. Listen, ho. A server lady came back. She called me for two more dubs. Come back. I turn to the kitchen, I see the stem. Her son smoking a coke. The daughter smoking a coke. The son was 12. The daughter 14. And the mom's sitting there giving me the money. I'm like, they smoked, got at the table smoking coke. These kids smoking coke with their mother. So when you hear them stories with DMX, and you tell them, like, your motherfucker got me hot. It really be happening like that, bro. You see shit that you never would have thought you'd see, but I don't think the price is going to make a motherfucker. It's like, all right, you buy an eighth for $50.
It fucking
and
game,
that
man.
Same eighth,
that's the only
that
thing.
Same eighth is $10 now. Are you going to buy an eighth, or you going to say, how much is the ounce? You see? It's not going to make a person that don't smoke go buy it. I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's it.
It's just going to buy more of it.
A pack of six.
I'm going to just buy more of it.
You can buy Lucy for
Lucy's
50 cents.
$10?
I ain't never said I'm going to buy a Lucy. I'm going to buy some Lucy's now. They 10 cents. I ain't never had a thirst to even smoke no cigs. So it's like, no black and mild. No, I don't want to smoke none of that shit. So you, same age from 50 is costing 10. You was going to buy an ounce. Fuck, how much an ounce, bro?
Not worth
it. That's it. It's going to turn an addict. You're going to be more of an addict. That'll do that. Instead of buying one bag of dope for 15, now you can get
You know what it is? It's because at that time, everything was authentic. So whatever you was buying, that's what you was getting. If you was paying $15 for a bag of dope, you was getting a bag of dope. Now, you pay $4 and you might get a pinch of dope and four pinches of motherfucking fentanyl.
You might get no dope. You gonna get, most of the time, you ain't getting no dope.
So, that's why shit is $4 and $5 now, because you're not getting real dope.
You're getting cut and fetty.
Right. That shit probably got cut
and fetty.
We're buying weed right now. Buying weed is like a fucking gamble. Like, niggas really about, the dispensary is really about to win, because it's still a lot of niggas out here that got weed that's horrible. And they trying to market, like I feel like everybody got the dope bags. You feel me?
That's the thing,
I got the bag game is more important than the product. Like, niggas got bags that got French Montana on them shits. Niggas got cookie bags. Niggas got all these bags of this fire. And you getting some weed, and this shit is some motherfucking mid. Bullshit. Or some shit that used to come in a Ziploc bag, or motherfucking
but piece of foil. It's not just that, though. Not really.
See, you ain't got to deal with that shit. Really, once you fuck with niggas,
it's not really dirt.
At Gaslight 3.5.
That shit at
it's
all.
It's called like that.
See, you got to fuck with them.
It's called like that.
You got to fuck with them niggas over at Gaslight 3.5.
I did some research.
You got to look at it. We was smoking gas.
They got some bud called, it's called Light Dep Weed.
So
what they do is they deprivate the weed from light. I mean, they deprivate the weed from light, so it makes it grow faster, and it makes it mature faster, but the quality of the weed doesn't match.
Yeah.
So you getting some weed that light dep shit, like some niggas know how to do that shit and perfect a good crop, but a lot of people are just making the crop grow faster so they could pick
it. I don't know no good weed that's not come from no light.
Look that shit up. Light
bro.
Dep. Look up the light dep.
I'm bro.
Saying it, but I'm
take it from me.
Good weed.
Take it from me.
It's hard to do.
I'm all fucking dibble and dabble. I got a green thumb. You know what I mean? That's why I started doing what I do. Motherfucking also, everybody go check out the niggas over at Gaslight 3.5 on the grams. This niggas got all your motherfucking botanical needs. You know what I mean? Your cannibal motherfucking endeavors or whatever you motherfucking want to indulge in, from motherfucking live resin to motherfucking flower to everything. Edibles, everything. But anyway, you know what I mean? Take it from me. I've been motherfucking trying my hand at motherfucking cultivating. So, it's a motherfucking method to it. It's a motherfucking light method to it that you have to motherfucking let the plant see light. It needs the light to grow. It needs that light. It's food. Light is food for the plant. You know what I mean?
A few plants that can take any type of light.
You feel me?
They can take them.
But it needs light. But I'm saying,
needs light
with the light depth, what they're doing is they're turning the... They're taking the light away from
you. No. They just cutting the light off longer.
Yeah.
They cutting the light off longer for a motherfucking... a certain amount of time. Because you got to motherfucking germinate. It's two cycles. You got your germinating.
You're a lot of light.
And then you got your flowering.
You take the light away. Like, you know what I mean? All the way, but...
That's how it go. At certain points of time, you got to switch over. When you motherfucking germinating, you can have the lights on motherfucking
all day.
It'll be like damn near 24 hours. But
then when it gets to a certain point,
you gotta cut that shit off.
It's a plant. It has to go to sleep.
It's triggers.
The plant has to go to sleep. All
it's triggers.
Sleep,
you know what I mean?
You know.
So they can grow.
Yeah. So you keep
so
the
they
plant
can
all
motherfucking
day.
Produce.
Because it's point it's already. So they don't need
just like
that
just
much
like
light
the just like the trees change during the seasons.
Yeah.
It's all green and then boom. Once it start getting cold and the motherfucking, what they say, fall back, the time switch.
Fall back, spring forward.
Because motherfucking now it's darker for a longer period of time.
At that point, when a plant don't need the light,
so
it
the
needs
plant
more
starts
nutrients.
Reproduction
now.
Process. Like, oh, yo, it's starting to get cold. It's going into
the
fall.
Think about it.
Gotta reproduce.
Even though I put it to you this
people
way.
Do that too.
Same way.
It get warm.
Same way,
gotta
right?
Give me a little cuddle buddy. Then by motherfucking springtime,
the baby.
I give you another. I give you another analogy, right? To break it down even slower. Break it down even further with us, right?
Yes.
Whatever cycle you work on is the cycle you sleep on. So if you work nights, you sleep during the day.
On that nigga.
You can train your body to be up during the night and sleep during the day. The same way people go to sleep at night and train themselves to be up all through the day, and vice versa. So the same way as a plant, we basically fall into the same cycle. You know what I'm saying? We are plants. You know what I'm saying? Your hair grows. It's a root. It grows from the root. We're all plants, if you really think about it. I know it sounds crazy, but just really think about it.
We're not plants, but I
can tell you. We all, in a different,
we all grow.
In an aspect, we're a plant.
Nails, hair.
Because you grow. You grow from a seed.
You can count the rings.
You grow from
shit.
A seed and water.
Yeah, but
a plant.
You're planted in your
womb. You're planted in a womb.
The placenta is
mainly
made by the male. Your offspring is really what makes the placenta.
I don't want to put myself in the same category as a tree.
But what I'm saying
it's not the same.
I understand what you're talking about.
Your roots don't grow the same, but in the aspect of it, we all reproduce on the same level.
But it's different.
It's different.
It's totally different.
It's totally different, but it's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right in the sense that everything has to be...
We all plant it, basically.
Everything is coming from a seed.
Because you can't just go and be like, yo, I'm going to pull a baby. You can't be like, I'm just going to pull a baby. Nah, you got to plant that. You got to grow that. It's a stage of it growing.
Yeah.
So it's the same as a plant.
I think that shit
it's not the same as a plant.
It's not exactly the same, but it's a lot of similarity.
The plant is just not... It's vegetation.
A plant... I'm not saying in a sense of...
He's just saying basics.
Being classified
you take that seed,
as a plant.
You plant it
but
into
I'm
the earth.
We all go in a similar cycle. To the point
you
where we
provide
need
for
light.
That. And
just like
you
a person,
see what grows from it.
If you work all night and you sleep all day, right? Yeah. Mentally, it does something to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where if you're not seeing daylight, you start moving on a whole different type of time than people that
you
see
your body. Your body moves different.
You sleep different. Like you function different. You eat different. Everything is different.
When you outside late,
you can train
night,
yourself
you
to
that,
adapt
you
to
out,
any circumstance.
When you do that,
you
at
a whole
other
pace.
3 a.m. When you out them times, your mindset does
right.
change.
That animal
instinct
yo,
kicks in.
The same way so you. Shit. The same way I. I'm give you another example. Right now, you know I'm Muslim. I fast. Right, Ramadan. The same way when the soil needs water, you see the soil start drying up. When you look at a person's lips that's fasting, their lips start cracking. They need water.
Mm-hmm.
We are plants. We function off water.
Our body's
if
like
we don't get water,
right.
If we don't get water, we don't function, bro. The same way with a plant. Some plants don't need as much water as others, but they need water to survive. So if you don't get water,
right.
What's going to happen? You're going to dry up. You dehydrate. You get what I'm saying? So... As much as we try not to realize it, we all move off the same form. That's why people smoke weed and smoke plants to get you back to that form of being elevated and being a human is only going to move as much as they can move. But there's certain things that we need to function. Everybody don't need weed to function, but the people that are connected to that and smoke, you see how it gets you back in function. It could take you from being in one state and move to a whole other state.
You high, but you on drugs.
Right. But everybody don't function like that off
a
weed.
No, that's a drug, though.
Nah, but some people smoke weed and what happens?
Yeah,
so they freak out, they get paranoid.
You alter your state.
They don't know how to
you're
handle the experience.
Your state. Once you alter your state of mind,
so
once you alter your state of mind, you're under something. We like the spell that it gets us under. I know why I get high. I don't smoke because I
that
smoke.
Shit done.
Right. I smoke because I like the high.
You need to get a lighter. Because that shit is done up.
I smoke because I like the high. I like to get high and I sit there. And,
but you can handle it.
And my chick talking to me or somebody talking to me and I can listen to them and I be compartmentalizing sober. So now it's so effortless. Like people be talking about me like,
so,
I can blend in and blend out. I can come in a conversation anytime I want.
When
I'm sober, I can separate it, but I still hear every detail.
Right.
So I can be playing the game and hear everything going on in the house.
Right.
I can be paying attention to everything. Like, but when I'm high, I just go,
help you zone.
I said, I don't care about it.
Effortlessly.
Helps you focus. You know why?
Separate that shit.
Just think about this,
like,
right?
Yeah, that's some shit that I don't need to hear. I heard it, But I don't fucking I put that over there.
You can't count how many thoughts you have in your head. Whatever. You can't count the look. You can't count how many thoughts you have in your head. So now you have thoughts already in your head. Now, when you go outside, it's three things around you, right? Listening on the radio, you on your phone, and you watch TV, right? With those three things, that's putting three times more things in your head now because you already have shit in your head. Now, you listen to the radio, you hear ad or different things, it puts something in your head. You watch TV, you see different things, it puts other things in your mind.
All at the same time with somebody else, motherfucking. Once you smoke, talking about this.
Now you can sit there and basically. You can basically sit there and sort through the shit like an email. Like, all right, this is important. This is trash. This is personal. You categorizing, you labeling it, right?
Bro, it gives you the patience to motherfucking.
Right? It helps you get through the function. Because sometimes without that, you snap. Because why? It's too much going on at once. You might be thinking about some shit now, especially like, let's say for work, right? You might have some shit on your mind from being in the house. Now you get to work. Now somebody at work talking to you about some whole other shit.
Right.
Now somebody, let's say a customer comes in and they talking about something completely different. Now that's three different things going on at once and you still got a function to be able to say, all right, I know what's going on here, I know what's going on there, I know what's going on there. But when you smoke, you be like, yo, you know what? Fuck that shit. I'm going to sit back and watch all these motherfuckers go through all their own shit.
Yeah, but you still in an altered mind state.
Right.
I just feel like in plants in general,
all plants don't do that.
In a nutshell, we call habits.
We're evolved plants. All plants. Evolved plants because we have mental and we have.
What I'm saying is all plants
we're different because we're human.
As a plant,
we're able to call habits. We civilized the planet.
We sampled everything. So as we sampled everything, we learned what was poison. The dude's sick. Oh, we got to try to treat him. He might die.
Right.
And, oh, can't eat that.
Right.
Just got, hey, eat this. Oh, don't eat that. Right. We eat this. We eat it. It's trial and error. Mm. When they were going on these campaigns and these pillages, people was dying.
If people didn't try stuff, how would we know if you got allergies?
People was dying. Hey, the chief said, eat this.
If you didn't try stuff, how would you know if you were allergic to something?
This is mushroom kind of tree. They don't know what the mushroom. Eat that.
Somebody ate something and was like, eat that.
That's why they call Masons travelers. Because they have... You know how it goes.
Coming in clans of 10,000 people, and they go, hey, eat that. No. Boom, you die, all right. Don't eat that. Mark this down. Write this down. Draw a picture. Draw a sketch of this. They got a guy. It's like we all out. We the top of the people. We like, draw a sketch of this. Don't eat that.
Right.
Label it this. Name it this.
But somebody had to eat it. Somebody had to eat it first. Somebody had to go through that and learn it.
You take that plant. You imagine eating some weed. And, God damn, what's this? And they eat that plant. That plant, like, this plant got me fucked up. But I like it. You gotta look back 100 years ago. Dope was legal.
Opium.
In London, They was out there all fucked up on that shit. In London, that's huge over there. Cocaine was medicine. They was sniffing dope. They was sniffing dope. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. They didn't know it was the problem. They didn't know how addictive it was. The opium from Asia. That's what it was. They was getting high off it.
It was a French connection, matter of fact.
But they didn't know that this shit is addictive as it is. And when they really got to the point in the early 1900s, they're like, we gotta stop. This shit too strong.
Word.
That's why they got banned the weed, because weed made me fucking too lazy. That's why they banned it. It made me too lazy. But then it was
But at the same time, they were putting companies using cocaine. As a motherfucking
numbing stimulant.
You know what I mean?
A numbing agent.
A motherfucking, like,
just yeah, like you gotta look at it. Caffeine. It was never meant to be a drug. Caffeine pills. It was never meant to be that type of drug.
It was meant to help.
It was supposed to be an
up drug. That's how people got addicted to Coca-Cola.
Look at fentanyl. Fentanyl is not even for that.
Nigga, they was my...
People come from working in hospitals, the origin of the police, working in companies, and they tell you, the people that work in them labs, they go tell their friend, this is this right here. They showed in 1971, they was giving monkeys crack in 1971. They said they were testing monkeys back then on that shit, like, Washington, y'all call crack, we were giving monkeys in 1971, testing them out. They wilding out. These motherfuckers crazy. When they, by the time they put that shit on the street, they already knew. That's what they cook it up. Or put some ammonia on that shit. Watch what happened with it. Motherfuckers gonna smoke that shit and go, Coke and alcohol are the same high. Coke is just more of a stimulant. It's more, it's like a steroid. So it's
concentrated.
Like, way more concentrated. So it's like, boom, alcohol is going to hit you, but then the alcohol of
you
it,
got the hangover
it, drops your, it drops your blood pressure. So you think you up, you psyching yourself up, but you're really down.
Mm-hmm. It's more messy.
That's why you think you cold, you think you hot in the cold, but you're really not. You just think you are.
That shit coke, motherfucker, your ass.
It shocked your whole body. Because when you drink, your body, you lose your appetite because it naturally, your body naturally trying to get that shot to your system. It's poison. So it's like, oh shit, what the fuck happened? But we consume it in the most natural way. We drink it. So it's like smoking ain't natural, drinking and eating it. So you drink it, boom, you like, you can drink all day. It's natural. You put a cut on it, some juice.
You thirsty, ain't you?
That's just some straight sugar, though.
Straight sugar.
You thirsty, ain't you?
Look, already turned to sugar. And then
that's how you're supposed to mix it with no juice. You're supposed to just drink it straight.
Well, drink it straight because it's already sugar.
It's already sugar.
Yeah.
Who passes?
It's already sugar. Yo, yeah. But I'm going to talk about these new albums. Brother Soul dropped a new tape today.
Ab?
You know, yeah.
Ab Soul?
Ab Soul dropped a new album, that Herbert.
I got to hear that shit.
Shit fire. He got a song called Moonshooter with him and Joey Badass.
I see he did a fucking interview with Charlamagne.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Ab Soul is finally getting a lot of attention that he deserves, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I did not know that he motherfucking tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, I just found out about that today, too. Yeah, I didn't know about that either, bro.
He tried or he didn't?
Yeah,
he committed suicide.
Yeah, he just didn't die.
Attempted suicide.
Yeah, but, man, much peace and success to that man.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like he finally getting, you know what I mean, acclaimed musically that he should have been got. But you know what I mean? It's always a selective audience for artists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Timing is everything.
Nah, word. That's a fact.
Facts.
That's a fact.
That's the one thing.
And also, when you're on a label with a lot of other talent, sometimes people get overshadowed. You know what I'm saying? By what's going on in the town. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now...
it can do a lot to your thought. Your like, thought process.
Really everything
I feel like now Kendrick
just don't know.
Kendrick is his own entity, right? He's not a part of TDE, so now TDE can refocus on recultivate their artists, find new top artists to
label?
Have. Yeah, he has his own TDE. Label now. You know what I mean? PG Lane. So you know what I'm saying? Like, it gets to a point sometimes where you can still be under the same network, same umbrella, but as a conglomerate, you spread out. You know what I'm saying? So
spread that money.
You know what I mean? Spread that money out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be here, I'm going to be there. You know what
it
I'm saying?
Like
we'll bring
that,
it
no.
back to
we
the trust.
Like Voltron.
See, that's the
on
trust.
Some Wu-Tang shit.
That's that trust.
Yo, Wu-Tang
shit.
Really the...
You got motherfucking TDE. Then you got this...
What no is matter it, what nobody say,
of,
yo...
What's his name of his label?
PG Lane.
PG Lane. You know what I mean?
I always give my flowers to the Wu, bro. Because the Wu are the fathers of a lot of things. Like, they're the first group to ever have
a group contract
and then individual contracts for the members
split
of the group.
Split it up.
To different labels.
And bring it back
it's
together.
Never been done like that, and it'll never be done like that again.
And keep it together.
Like, Wu really, everything, I feel like everything everybody doing now, Wu Ben was doing, bro. Having breakoffs, having different groups within the group.
Word.
All of that. Like, Wu was doing all of that. They had Grave Diggers. Killer Army,
other
Killer Bees,
started other
you
labels.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been doing that like a long time ago.
Killer Army,
it's just different time. Dude,
you know what I'm saying? They was way ahead of the waves, way ahead of everything. They was doing that a long time ago.
Yeah, Meth do a spinoff, bring Redman to the table.
Who could put nine styles and merge them under one house? And had them do solo work and collaboration work together and make those level records right now. What artists do you think can even do that right now? Yeah. Artists can barely do one project together without beefing after that. Like, it's no unity in the music, bro.
Everybody, it's a bite your head off industry. So as soon as somebody see you doing something, they try to go do it better than you.
That's what it is, man.
Like, there's no individuality. Like, as an artist, you really
niggas feel like if they see how it's done, they think they could do it.
And it's so, like, if you try something new, automatically somebody gonna say you trying to copy off somebody else, even if you didn't try to do it. Or
just to stagnate you until they try and get a...
Or somebody that's popular can see you doing something and take it from you before you could patent it, before you could copyright it, and make it theirs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, yeah, the freestyle there, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But I'm just saying, as an artist, I feel like it's hard to be something different because people always going to look for the norm. People always going to go with trends. People are always going to go with what they like.
I'll give you this word of advice. As somebody that's motherfucking been in the game for a minute and been on both sides, being a artist and being a businessman. Mm-hmm. As an artist, all that extra shit you shouldn't be worrying about, especially when it comes to your art. Because, motherfucking, you're supposed to, motherfucking, be focusing on just you putting your art out. Your craft. Your motherfucking, your message. Because that's what your art is. Your message. Your voice. Your story. Your words. You feel me? Everything else, you have motherfuckers like us to put that shit in the right place. But you gotta motherfucking know who are those right people to fit those right spots, those right places. You know what I mean? But even then, that ain't on you. All these things are pieces to a puzzle that motherfuckers, they all put together. Some niggas put it together and get it right. Wu-Tang had every last piece of the puzzle and put that shit together. Niggas motherfucking got on their bike and learned shit. Other niggas motherfucking went out and tried shit for the first time they never tried before. But they motherfucking did it. You just gotta be willing and be available.
I mean, the reason I use Wu-Tang as an example, because right now I'm reading Raekwon's bio from Staircase to Stage. It's fire. And he's talking about all the experiences of just being a black man growing up in New York, before even being in a group, just being in the streets and, you know what I mean, hustling and doing different things. And, you know what I mean? I mean, coming as a man, basically, you know what I'm saying? The coming to age story of a boy becoming into a man. And the thing, it was a different era back then. Like, I thought it was more rough. So it forced people to be more rough. Like, growing up in the 90s, it was like, you had to be tough, you had to be rough, you had to be... Stand up for your own, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't let people, you know what I mean, chump you
off. We really by ourselves, though. Right. We really grew up. We had to raise because our parents were working. We was out. We was go home and...
We didn't have all the luxuries that kids got now.
Could you imagine, parents,
bro? Could you imagine growing up and not having...
If you didn't, nigga.
Could you imagine having...
You was raising your siblings.
Wi-Fi, iPhones and all that shit when we was growing up, bro? Could you imagine how worse we would have been?
Bro, it would...
If we had iPhones and all that shit back then?
You got to think about it, Cam. Me and you, whole different motherfucking upbringings.
Nah, word. 10 years difference.
Whole 10 years difference.
10 years difference.
You had way more than... Bro,
you feel me?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, just imagine
we had the access y'all had. We didn't have none of that shit, bro.
But just look, imagine it compared to now, though.
I had internet in high school.
Yeah. Y'all just... Look, just imagine it from our view, nigga. Just imagine it from our view.
Until like later.
Look, we were the ones that motherfucking when the Jordans came out, we could, if we had the bread, knowing we ain't had the bread, because we was young as hell, seeing them shits. Like, God damn, yo, them shits fire. I'm going to get them shits. I'm going to try. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to do something and get them. To motherfucking y'all generation, oh, I'm going to get these Jordans for my kid. You know what I mean? Da 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 da. To motherfucking now. These niggas is running around here in Balenciagas. These motherfuckers don't go to school. These motherfuckers out here having babies. Scamming, doing all... Nigga!
Damn.
Nigga. Look at it from our eyes, nigga.
Smoking inside.
Bro, you crazy. That shit different, bro. It's like,
yo, shit, nigga, growing up in the 90s compared to now, I'm looking at them the same, like, nigga, I was getting fucked up for doing half of the shit mm-hmm. that y'all could do free willingly. I couldn't walk through Arlington Park smoking weed in the middle of the daytime. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers would punch me in my chest.
Yeah, it's still, though, different, bro.
That nah, shit. Hell no. Because
it was niggas that was walking through motherfucking Arlington Park.
I walked through there in the daytime. It's the shit that I see now.
Back in the day,
that
nigga.
Kids do, bro. We could not do that.
That was
that,
niggas
bro.
Back in the
you
day, bro.
Be out there around certain times and people was doing certain shit. You couldn't just walk in there freely smoking like that. Hell no.
Badass little niggas
was
doing
that
shit.
Smoking crazy like that. If it's whole groups of people out there smoking, we wasn't able to get it off freely.
If
it
was
like
a badass little nigga.
You had to go
in
the cut somewhere. You couldn't be out in the open smoking like that. Hell no. Cops was coming.
I mean, I'm saying is you gotta look 10 years prior to what you saying. And Arlington Park was totally different. The hood was totally different. The town was totally, everything was totally, the life was totally different.
There's a big difference.
Life was totally different. You gotta say that 10 year. It ain't just 10 years, KL. It's more than that.
Nah.
Because it's when you came outside.
Right. Real.
So you got to think 10 years, and then you got you turning 16. So you turn to, you know what I mean? You turn to a teenager. That's a big, you 25 years behind.
Yo, make sure you pull that beat up, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
We got five.
That's 25 years behind. If you take, you ain't coming outside immediately. You 5 years old. I'm 15. You ain't, you still in the house. All right, I'm 20. Where you at? You 10. You still in the house. You just looking around the corner. You just, 15. You just getting high school. You get to move around. I'm 25. I'm way ahead.
You know, everybody in your school.
I'm watching what you getting developed off. So I'm the big brother that's passing you the PlayStation. The PlayStation 2. The PlayStation. I'm the one. Oh, damn.
I got it.
I'm a big cousin. When you come out, the game is there. My big bro got PlayStation. Now PS2, and that's where
you
it's
ain't never
from.
Played
it's
it
in
before.
The house already.
Well, your but big
you
cousin got
where
it.
I'm coming from Atari. I'm coming from this. I'm coming from having
fucking Kool-Aid
video games,
nigga.
You take the Kool-Aid points in and get the video game. I'm
nigga.
Coming from Atari. I'm coming
action
from Nintendo.
Video
the
games.
First thing, you had to. Put your Nintendo.
You had to put
to hide it,
your money
your
in the fucking machine,
wait,
nigga.
You had to hide it so your parents don't cut it off because you couldn't save it.
No.
If your parents came in the room and gave you some kind of shit up, boom! You had to hide the game because you couldn't save the memory card. You get to a certain. They started putting it when you get a certain board and you get a code. You got to put a code in to start at that level. Like Contra and all that shit. You know.
All right, yo. What is born? You already know.
We're
going to start some motherfucking new shit on Fridays as we record. We got motherfucking Freestyle Fridays. We got motherfucking KL. You know what I mean? The confident one.
Stay away from Swan and Google, lunging out in Long Island, sipping on a line and Cougar. Keep fake friends at bay, enemies proximity. Avid view of the avenues, enjoying all amenities. Separate but not equals, laws never protected us. Blame government system, crack cocaine and angel dust. Sneaking poison in the food, they wanna see us all die. Abortion outlaw, them sun dodgers trying to multiply. Avoiding weird energy, demons get the evil eye. Sea moss and elderberry, never lacking minerals. Raised around war, survive, label me a general. Constructed from the concrete, 10 toes in the cement. Standing clear of cemeteries, avoiding the precincts. Perfection isn't perfect. Perception, it always changes. Morphin wasn't mighty. Provided power, couple rangers raised around the village. And never even trusted strangers. Came up with a suit and a strap. Just like the cultural notion, fly right or gain your wings like a mighty poster. Other lies, they've been caught in other lies. A mariposa is the English version of a butterfly. Something like the wings are spread, they don't even see it lies. They don't understand deception and its truth and lies. cause even when it's truth and lies, they just wanna see us all broke and plan our own demise. We was something like flowers and we was planted, something like a different journal, but it's underhanded. Writing with a different type of vibes and a different views. This is type of flies and applies and it's different stews. You never got it, it was misconstrued, but it could still be smooth, laid like an interlude. She just wanna get wet, set, it's in the mood. And I'm just feeling like I'm laid back and get the views. So maybe YouTube will get the check. I'm just trying to make sure that I do it straight correct. Rapping like I got a soul. I'm definitely rapping like I got a goal. I spin around something like the globe. On its axis, this is all faxes. Y'all get circled around like a protracted. I ain't never understand it, never had to act it. Got my own method, like I'm taking classes. I'm perfecting my flow to the thickest of blow. Niggas establish the bro, never establish the low. Definitely establish my bros, definitely establish the claws. Definitely establish the lean and never establish the laws. I'm only chasing wins here after then. So you could count it here at 10, that's tenfold. When my men fold, I never sinfold. Double off a tenfold, and never snitch with info. Niggas, they fold running like tenfold. And they don't understand it cause a different tempo. That mean the beat can change, or we can change the words. We could give you consonants, nouns, even a couple verbs. And I'm just trying to spit it for my honest Ninas. For my niggas spitting onomatopoeias. For my niggas trying to get it out of fears. We was making backs and it was Neo Geo's. A pocket, D trying to stock it. Blue nose crypto, stacks in the pocket. You just trying to figure out, get stashing to block it. I'm not trying to get observed, the numbers placed in dockets. That's the court system, that's legislative. You never understood it and never made it. You never had a chance to chase it cause you never made it. And $1 million visions was never will be adjacent. So I'ma keep running till I'm out of breath. Dodging rights with a lot of lefts, like a southpaw. But they ain't even understand it cause I'm placed as an outlaw. I play my own rules, I did my own standards. And I know I'll be with double handed. I'm never victim of a double standard. Cause everything I do, I over planned it. Cause I'm an overthinker, knowledge as a Libra. Definitely I'ma speak it cause you know I'll lead you. Knowledge teaches.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills. I got the sea moss gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. Everything that you need right here. At your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. That LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.